This is Triple M, and we play rock's greatest hits like U2 from the Joshua Tree, where the streets have no name. Yeah, it's going to be hot. 30 degrees in the city, 32 in Brisbane's west.
Four games of NRL over the weekend, all to get rid of two teams. There are now only six remaining, and to give us the wrap-up of the whole thing, Dobbo from the Rush Hour. G'day, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys, and it was an awesome weekend. I think when we went to the Sunshine Coast on Friday night and we saw Melbourne do a job on Manly, we thought, oh, geez, this is going to be predictable. But the Titans, they were gallant. Patrick Herbert, obviously, he had the pass to get them through. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But a little shout-out to Sam Walker, 19 years of age, comes on 6 minutes to play. He ices a field goal. He's a superstar, this kid. He's only young, and he did a great job in getting the Roosters through. But Uncle Wayne, our great Uncle Wayne Bennett, getting South Sydney to beat Penrith. No one saw that coming. A lot of people said, no, Penrith are going to be there. And it's gonna change the whole complexity now, because either way, Melbourne or Penrith are on the same side of the draw now. So those two teams will have to face each other at some point, and it won't be in the grand final.
A lot of talk about Manly and obviously Trbojevic, but he was shut down pretty quickly. Craig Bellamy, just a genius there with the Melbourne Storm, obviously, bringing home the win.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Tom Trbojevic has been the best fullback in the game all year, and he was absolutely irrelevant on Friday night. He was nowhere to be seen. One bloke that was relevant was the fullback for Parramatta on Sunday, Clint Gutherson. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this. We were in Rockhampton yesterday, Brown Park, 5,200 people.
Looked all right, didn't it?
In fact, it was good. And Gutho got the penalty try. But if that's not a drop the ball, I don't know what is. He dropped the ball.
Oh, so you don't reckon that was a try?
I don't think that was a try. I think maybe the bunker needs it.
More drama in the bunker.
Yeah, well, the bunker might. Yesterday, instead of at the football, you could get a jab yesterday. You go to the football, get your vaccination.
Great
they had a
stuff.
Jab clinic. Yeah. At Brown Park, and I think the bunker might need a jab. That's what I'm suggesting.
Except look, one to the chin.
There was lots of halftime entertainment. And, you know, Marto, you've been to sporting events. Marty, you've been to sporting events your whole life. Halftime, they get up, people dance to Jump Around. They dance to Darryl Braithwaite Horses. Yesterday, Brown Park, halftime, Johnny Denver, Country Roads. And you know what?
Wow.
I was like, my people, they're back. My people. It was one of the great sing-alongs ever. And I thought to myself, we should be playing Country Roads at every single rugby league game at halftime. You know.
Hey, listen, Wayne Bennett and Ivan Cleary having a bit of a stoush after the game. Wayne won that one as well.
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday, in fact, and I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, he started it. I'm like, Wayne, just leave it alone. I mean, like, these are like the little school kids, you know?
For everybody that didn't hear it, Dobbo, Wayne Bennett made some comments about illegal tactics by Ivan Cleary. What was that again?
Well, they're blocking.
They're talking about blocking, but it's not just Penrith. Wayne, and he didn't make it about, he didn't make it just about Penrith. What Wayne said was, we have an obligation as a coach to ask the referees. Now, if the referees, as if they're going to listen to a coach and go, oh, because they've said that, they're going to pressure it. He said, I just made them aware of it. He said, but every single coach rings referees every single week. He said, I've rung them twice this year. And he said one of them was about Penrith blocking. And look, what happens is, and we all know, when your side plays poorly, you deflect. So Ivan's deflected. He's blamed Wayne. He started a fight, and he's taken all the pressure off. Why James Fisher-Harris looks injured and didn't play anywhere near as well, and Isaiah Yeo's going to the judiciary for a crusher tackle. And that's just what the coaches do. It's a bit of gamesmanship, but
One does it better than Wayne, though, do they, Dobbo?
He loves it. He loves it.
He protects his players.
What does this weekend look like, Dobbo?
Well, we're going to Mackay, so no doubt it's going to be a good couple of days up there. We head there Friday, and it's the Battle of the West on Sunday. Penrith take on Eels on Saturday night, and you've got Manly taking on the Roosters on Friday, regional again. So
there's two games, both in Mackay, while South and Melbourne sit there waiting. They get the weekend off.
They get the weekend off. Now, Marto, you know Rockhampton very well. I had a steak at the Cry with Corey Margo's husband.
Oh, the Cry's still going. Yeah, that's nice.
We had a beautiful steak there. Oh, I'll be giving you a food review from Mackay. I'm going to look at shout out any kits this week. A schnitzel review or something like that this week. I'll be giving that
Well, give us this week's. What did you have, a 400-gram Angus? What did you have?
I had a filet mignon, 180 I fillet. Yes, rare. Corey had that.
He's an I fillet man, our Dobbo.
That's right. That's nice. Right. Yeah, little chips and salad as well. Corey had onion rings.
He had loves onion an onion ring.
What's he doing? Yeah, yeah.
We'll try the onion rings on every menu. Yeah,
Willie, your husband.
Yeah.
What's with that? Doesn't that give you gas? Onions aren't very good for you.
Not good for your breath. But when they're cooked, it takes the edge off, right?
Dobbo, comprehensive as always. Thanks, mate. See you at 6 o'clock tonight.
Dobbo from Triple M's Rush Hour. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Different sort of footy on the weekend. The Rugby Championships on the Gold Coast. We sent 4 Triple M listeners down there. They watched the games. They slept together, so to speak. We'll report back to those guys very soon at Triple M.